what would happen? We will learn how to receive from that realm into the natural. I know how to reach in that realm, take healing for my body, prosperity for my life, peace for my life, joy for my life, wisdom and knowledge. I learned how to receive houses, land. I learned how to receive everything, money, vehicles. I learned how to win souls because I've got knowledge how to share Jesus. Am I communicating?
Yes.
Brother Joy and I are having so much fun. We're so excited. So someday I'm gonna have him to share and we're gonna talk about that. But we're having so much fun. Got a fellow saved yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's just stuff happening. Miss, what's your name, girl? Woman, sister? Yeah, you. What's, no, not Abby. No. She's looking back. Yeah, you. Stand up. Miss Ella. I don't know why her name slipped away. Wells out. She was telling last Sunday we did the baby dedication. Then we're gonna give it altar call. And last Sunday, you know, we had all these babies up here and did the baby dedication. And your grand was your grandbaby? Your great, great, great? Okay. Just great grand, your great grandbaby? Okay. She was doing what now? Three breathing treatment a day. Can everybody hear? She said it had been going on for about a month. 3 months. Is it 3 months? What happened?
She came and got her Christian assignment. I was telling you about it. And you prayed. And from that, from when we left that office, she had to take a good trip.
Watch this. You know, I used to be, well, you grow up, I used to be kind of hesitant, ashamed to say something. But you know, like all those young people here that dedicate their babies, y'all, you saw them. Mm-hmm. Most of them not here today, right? Right. You know why they're not here? Can I talk to y'all a second? You know why they're not here? I'm gonna be nice because I could say it in a rough way. They don't believe we care about it. You know why they don't believe we care about it? Because nobody been to see about it. When somebody believes you care about them, they ain't gonna leave you too quick. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna find them. Come on. And we're going to let them know. I don't care how you messed up. God still loves you.
Amen.
Listen to me. God has never and he never will endorse sin or endone it. Never. He hates sin. but he loved that person. And when people can find out that God loves them and you love them, they're going to respond to that. Because I can't see a young lady letting some old fella come in her apartment. She paying the rent. He just coming in. And then he's going to beat up, kick around, treat her like a dog. And she paying all the bills. Something wrong with that. And he beats her and dog her till she get to the point she don't think she worth nothing. Come on, y'all. Why? Because nobody ever went by or took the time to tell a girl, you better than that. God has something better for you. Nobody ever took the time to tell that fella with his pants about to fall down, you better than with your saggy pants. You know, you don't have to even, I don't even talk about that stuff. They can be halfway naked. I'm going to share Jesus with them. Because you get Jesus in him and get full of the word, he'll put some clothes on. So I don't make that to be an issue, trying to put him down, because he's already down. I'm going to give him what's going to get him up. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what this gospel is all about. So if any of you here today, you are experiencing dejection, oppression, you just going through a lot of stuff, and you don't think nobody loves you, nobody care about you. That's why we went after you and continue going and going to continue to go after people. This church, I'm not just talking about Brother George and me and the other few that's been going out. I'm talking about this church. We're going after people. And you who in your 60s and 70s, get that old talk out of your mind. Get that old thinking out of your mind. Live till you die. When you bring, you stop breathing, we know we can't use you. Amen. And tell that body you might as well shape up, because I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have to get healed, because I know what the power of God will do. Keep me healthy, keep me strong, keep me moving on. Hallelujah.